We are learning with Sechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah on Daf Mem Hey Amar Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoitzi es ishtoi mishum shem ra lo yachzer, mishum neder lo yachzer. And the Gemara is going to explain there's two ways to learn this part of the Mishnah. That means if someone's giving a get to his wife because he heard things about her, were not so nice, that she's being mezana. The halacha is that even if you find out after the get that it's not true, you cannot take her back. And the reason is because we're scared that she might marry someone else. And then you're going to come up and say, you know what, I didn't realize it wasn't true. And I never would have divorced her, and it's not a good get. And you're going to turn out being moitzi laz that the children are mamzerim. That's one mahalach. And the same thing for neder also, that I didn't know I could be matir neder, and I thought that it was a bad neder, I couldn't do anything about it, and therefore I never would have divorced her. And we don't want people to say it. If we tell the person like this, you're giving a get because of shame ra or because of a neder, you can't take her back, no matter what. Even if you find out it's not true, you can't take her back. And this way, we know it's a real get, and he knew already that this was it, this was final. That's one pshat in this part of the Mishnah. The other pshat in this Mishnah is that he's being moitzi her because he doesn't want a isha who has a bad name. And we don't want, and then the knas is layachsa because of that a person should not be princistic, a lady should not be princistic. And the reason why when might someone from neder is layachsa is because we don't want ladies to make nadarim. Therefore, the knas is in order that b'nai Yisrael should not be princess by rais and nadarim. We made a takana that layachsa is a knas. It's really a knas on the isha here as well. That a knas is that if you might is ishtoi because she's not behaving or because she's making nadarim. We make a knas that because we don't have to be prusized, the law is lo yachsa. So that's the two pshat from the Tanakam, which we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds the reason why Maitis Ishtoi Mishum Nadarim lo yachsa is because it's prusized b'nadarim. And what? So therefore, it's only Nadarim that she made, in a way that it cannot be, can't make Hataras Nadarim. That is when there's a taina on her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, call Nedar Shiyodaba Rabim lo yachsa. If she made a Nedar, Al Das Rabim, where the halach is, that he can't be mad to that Nedar, that's where we have a din lo yachsa. V'shalo Yehodaba Rabim. But it was not Al Das Rabim. Then yachsa, you could take her back, because there it's not so chomer such a Nedar, because you could go to the Chacham to mat and Nedar, if it's not so chomer to Nedar. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole reason why you say lo yachsa is a knas for her not to be parutz b'nedarim, but she makes a neder that shaykh to have a tarutz b'nedarim, there's no taina on her as much, and therefore yachse. Rameya says the whole reason why it's kakula. Kakula means that he's going to say, oh, I never would have divorced her. So kol neder shetar chakir is chacham, lo yachse. Any neder that a husband cannot be made for, and you have to go to the chacham, so there, we don't allow him to take her back. What's the reason? Because we're scared that she might get remarried, and he'll say, oh, I didn't know you could go to be mat neder by a chacham, and therefore, we say it's final when you give a get. Mashenkin a neder that shayach hafara did a husband, there you can't taina and say, oh, if I would have known, I would have been made for it. You know you can make for the darim. It's not a taina. Rameya kol neder shara chagir chacham, which means it can't be done by a husband, lo yachzer. V'she'in yitzvah chagir chacham, which means it could be done by a husband, there could be hafara by a husband, which means dvarim shebeinoy lebeno, dvarim she'inu nefesh, where the husband could make the hafara darim, there yachzer, there you could take back that wife. There's no reason there, no chash kalkula, because no chash he will say, claiming he didn't know. Because everyone knows that it could be made for the darim. So if it's a neder that could be mufar to him, he has no time. If I would have known, I wouldn't have divorced her. Because you knew you could be made for neder. So that's the maravaita. Omar Rav Elazar argues with Rameya. He holds the reason that's kalkula, but he holds not like him. He says, you never have a taina that if I would have known they go to a chacham, I would not have divorced you. Because Rav Elazar holds that a person doesn't want his isha to misbaz the bezdin. He doesn't want his isha going to bezdin to do ataras chacham. So that's not a taina. But etzem al tzedek, the truth will be the opposite. That if you divorced because of a neder that was to chacham, there's never chash kula, because they say I would have known I would have brought the chacham. Because you don't want the isha going to the chacham. Mashenke in hafaras darim. Sometimes a person doesn't know that they're in hafaras darim. There is a chash. So he says they only asked, but he holds his loy plug lemaisa. They asked kalkula by all nedarim, but they also zeh, which means neder nis chakiras chacham. They only asked to be machzer that type of neder because of a neder of hafara. Because there ketaina, if I would have known that it could be made for it, I would not have done. That's how he holds. He holds the opposite of Rameya really. Zonti Gemara Vayit, the last case the Mishnah, which we need the Gemara to explain. Omar Rabbi, you see Rabbi, the mice we see the mecha shamal ishtoi koinim in any megarishcha. He said, I'm going to be asked in all parents in the world if I don't divorce you, begirish, I need divorced her. v'tiruloi chachamim shiachzur of the garlam and lemaisa tachamu matir him to take her back. Remember, he made the net, not she. They were matir v'tikin oilam. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. The last case of the Mishnah. So like upon we have in our Mishnah, Tanakama says amaisish v'shem shem ra layachzur v'shem ned layachzur. We'll see in the Gemara the reason for that. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tali in the preaches for the darim, therefore it's called ned shudah huda barabim. That's layachzur because that's a ned that doesn't have a farah. May all the reason is because kalkula. There's only something like I say I didn't know about, which means chakir is chacham. Rabbi Elazar is the opposite. Like I said, I didn't know about a farah darim, but chakir is chacham is never a time that you don't want your wife to be spouses of bezdin. And now we'll see the Gemara, and we'll see a little more about this Mishnah in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef bar Yomer of Nachman. Now, what is Pshat in the ratio of the Mishnah Tanakama? The Pshat in Tanakama is because of Kakula. And therefore, Vahusha Omala, it's only if you say Bashas the get. I'm giving the get, Mishum Shem Rani Mitziacha. I'm giving you a get because I heard bad things about you. And Mishum Nedar Mitziacha. And I'm giving you a get because I heard you made the Dharam. Kashama Taim Mishum Kakula. And the reason is because that you're going to say, if afterwards it found out that's not true, you're going to say, oh, I never would have divorced her. So, the only time you could be makalkala, if you speak it out, b'shasta get, which means like this, if someone gives his wife a get, without saying any reason, so then you could be machzer. Why? Because no chash kalkula, there's no way you could make a kilkula, say, oh, when you get you married, oh, I never would have done it. You didn't even speak it out. But if you speak it out, that's because of shame and adar. Why? Because we're scared later on after she's married, you're going to say, oh, I never would have divorced her. But so that's why when you speak that out, then halacha is lo yachzer. So this man, the Omar, this version of Yisrael Yom Ram Nachman, holds pshat in our Mishnah is that I'm waiting to some shemra. The reason is, and that the reason is, as kalkulam. Ikid the Amri Omar of Yisrael Yom Ram Nachman, Sharuch Shiyayim Allah, Haviyadas. You should know, you tell her, you should know, because he holds time of my, the reason why lo yachzer, the knas is, because they should not be prutzois by rais and adarm. Therefore, you have to tell her this, why, like the Ritva says, to embarrass her, or like the Tashrit says, that people should learn from this, that the reason why you get divorced is because of that. Now, since he's saying that's the reason why you say that, obviously he holds the reason is as prutzois by rais. That's the reason why lo yachzer, that knas. Now, Tosis points out that the two Lashonis are really arguing what's pshat by Shemra, Moitzi Mishum Shemra, is the Kalkula, or because of Pritzis by rights. That one man, the Yama, holds that it can't be Alts Pritzis, because what do you do if it's not even true? If it's not even true, so it can't be, in a case where it's not true, it can't really be Alts Moitzi Shemra. So, therefore, that's really Shiloh. Could you say that? Tosis speaks out really Tosis inside. How do you trade Lishna to Rav Yosef? I'll leave it to the Kama, please. Lishna Kama, so I keep in the Tonim Hussim, not Mishum Shemra, but Hossim in Shaykh Pritzos. The Malo Lassus of Maitzin Shemra Allah. What do you want her to do if people spread false rumors about her? She didn't do anything wrong. So that Malim was the only reason it could be is Kukula. And Lishna Vassals, no, that Maitzin Shemra, it is Shaykh, because a person who divorces, why? If someone's saying rumors, there must be some kind of truth to it. So you think that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes, Heller Maitzi Shemra. But the Darim was not the Nekudas HaMachlekes. The Darim, both of them make sense. Both reasons make sense. Just we want the Tanakhama to have the same reason for Maitzi Shemra and Darim, as we put it together. But the Nekuda of the difference between the Lashonis are, what is Pshat and Maitzi Shemra? So Tanya Kalish Lakam and Tanya Shabbat. Bring a Raya to Lish Lakam and Tanya Shabbat. Tanya Kalish Lakam, or Rameyer, Prima Omra Moiti, as Ishtar Mishum Shemra Lo Yachser, Mishum Nel Lo Yachser, Shema Tela Fatinose La Acher, Benimsu Dvar Madom. Maybe she should go marry someone else. And it turns out it was not true. But Yoyim Me'il Yisedeya Shekenu, if I would have known that it's not true, I feel very used to Meyam Mona Lo Yisim Megarisha. Even if someone gave me $100, I never would have Megarisha. Benimsu Get Bottle Ubanam Amzer. Therefore, we tell him, Armullah, happy days, you know. Shamaitis ishtam shum shemra lo yachzer, shum ned lo yachzer. If your mates is your wife because of shemra lo yachzer, shum ned lo yachzer. So here we see a raya, like the first lishta kama. Why? Because you see that mates is shum shemra applies this reason of kilkula. And even though it's unfounded, but still, it applies the reason of kilkula. And Tanya Kalish the Basra, Omrav Lazar Rav Yasi, Brema Omrav Maitish Ishishim Shem Shemra, Lo Yachzer, Mushim Ned Lo Yachzer, Shloy Ibn Ishaw Prutus Varais, Vadar, says clearly the reason of Shloy Ibn Ishaw Prutus Varais, even though we just said that some say that if it's what do you want from her, it's not her fault. Still, it's Shloy Ibn Ishaw Prutus Varais, Since the reason is the knas of this knas is because of prutzes varayis, then we have a teller. That's the reason. So people should learn and tavar. So like I said, two pshatim in Rishayim. So bottom line is there is two pshatim in the first reish of the Mishnah. Says the mitzvah from shem v'leyachsev and don v'leyachsev. One pshat is the lady should not be prutzes and therefore make a knas on her. The other reason is that the husband shouldn't come back and try to take to make believe that the whole get was a mistake. Zokta Gemara Vayit explaining the Mishnah. Rida Eimer, Kol Neda Sheyado Barabim LaYachser, V'Shelo Yado Barabim Yachser. It says in our Mishnah that Rida says, depends, if she makes a Neda, because Rida holds the whole reason is only as Prutzos. He says, if the Neda was a Neda that she made in a way that it can't be annulled, it can't be made null and void, then it's a Knas. But V'Shelo Yado Barabim Yachser. Now, Om Rav Yishuv Levi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Like Tosis points out, it's obviously a Machloikis, if a neder shehuda barabim is possible to make hataras darim. From the other madiyam, it's master, they argue on this nekuda. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that a neder shehuda barabim that you can't get hataras darim? So he says the raya is like this. The chsid, it says in the pasuk, we know that there was Yeshua and the Klai Yeshua went up there to Shaul and they killed all the Zayin Umas. But there was a Ummah, the Gevoinim, which were part of Zayin Umas, and they came and they said, we want to be Megayer. And therefore, Yeshua said, no problem. And then the CIA, they made a shvua, we're not going to hurt you. And then they found out that they were making believe. First of all, they made believe they were from a faraway place, not from the Shiva Umais. And they lied. If they were the Shiva Umais, we wouldn't have let them come in. The guy would have killed them. But they made believe they were from far away, and they fooled them. And they made a shvua. But Lamaisa, it says in the pasuk that even though they were fooled, Lahilkum b'nei Yisrael k'nish fulahem. Lamaisa made a shvua, the CIA, though. They were very upset, but they did not kill him because they made a shvua. Now, what's the problem? Go to the Chacham and be Mataneder. So Teretz is because there's no Ataras Dharma on a shvua you made by Rabbi. So that's what Rudas right. Rabbanu will argue Rudas, it's not a raya. Hasa, Michal, shvua. You know why there is a different reason, not because they couldn't be Mataneder, because Hasa, Michal, shvua, the whole shvua wasn't true. Clark, you give the merit to Choy Kabono. They said it came far away. But like, bow, it's not true. Like, how sure that was the tightest whole thing. But had the Katlina, why didn't they kill him? Because the kid is Hashem, it looks like they're being over the Shua. So what's that Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda also holds the tightest. Teretz Yehuda said like this, if you could be Mata and Neda, the Huda Barabin, they would have done a Taras Adarim, then it wouldn't be a problem in Kiddush Hashem. They could have killed him. But since they didn't do a Taras Adarim because it was Barabin, so now it's a Chil Hashem. So now it's a Chil Hashem to kill him. So a lot of the Tais, but if there would be a way to do it behet, there wouldn't be a Chil Hashem. Now, there's another point Tais brings out. The L'chaira, Stamazoi, it's a shvul of Atas Mitzvah. Since there's a din like Sechai Kol Neshama, so L'chaira, how can you make a shvul not to kill him? It's this mitzvah to kill him, Sechai Kol Neshama. You have to kill the seven umos. So Tais says that if they want to come to be mashlim, there's no Issa L'Sechai Kol Neshama. If you want to come for Shalim, no Issa L'Sechai Kol Neshama. So look at the Gemara Vayta. The Kama Rabbim. We said, Adas Rabbim, there is no Hafara. What's called a Rabbim? So it's Machlaikas. Menachem Megimel, three people. Menachem Megimel, sorry, 10 people. Menachem Megimel, because you find in the Torah, Rabbim is three. We got the Zav, it says Yomim, two Riyas, there's Beis, and Rabbim is three Riyas. So you find by Zava that there's three Riyas, it's called a Rabbim. So that's called Rabbim Reif in the Dark. We said, Menachem Megimel, the Chsiv Eda. It says in this Pasuk, the Siyah Eda. It says in this pasuk by the Gevinim, and we know by the Raglim that called the Eda, Ma, the 10, here also the 10. One Ram called 10, because the Eda Hara was besides Yeshua and Kalib, there's 10. And therefore, you see that the Eda was 10, and that's the Alacha, the Adir Barabim is Afka 10, according to Rav Yitzchak, and Ramatim is 3. Ramei Oimit, it says the Mishra is in Kol Nezhe Tzarech, that Tzarech, Chigiris Chakam, La Yachzeh, because the guy could claim, if it would have known, that Bezda could do it, that wouldn't have divorced you. And Rabbi Elazar says the opposite, that Bezda is no tzad, because there he doesn't want to go to Bezda. Mashayim came by the farthest door, he could say, oh, if I wouldn't know. So Tadir, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Loi Osru Tzorech Abreshe Yitzarech. Tzorech here is Chacham, they never asked to return, because there's no Kalkula there. Only in Yitzarech. My commitment, Gemara Yisrael, Adam Reutish Shizvazish to Bezda. A person doesn't mind. Reutish means the Rashi says, in a Makbid. He's not Makbid if his wife gets embarrassed at Bezda. A person does not want his wife to get embarrassed in Beis Din. Zokta Gemara Vayta. And the Mishnah says, "Omar Yisrael Yehuda, Ma'isa v'tzidon, my tano the k'toni ma'isa." What does it say before that we're bringing a ma'isa? So Gemara Chasura Mech says, missing something in the Mishnah. Val Ketani, Med Var Amurim, this whole Knas, this whole thing Layaklik, Shirad Yirahi, Shirad Yirahi, what she makes an Eder. Another Iu, when he makes an Eder, Yachse could take her back as a wife. Var Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Maisen Ayim Etzidah, Ve'echach Om Lishtah, Kvainim Amenim Vigarashcha, that I'm answering myself if I don't divorce you, Vigir Shani divorced. And the Chomel Matter to take her back, we're taking an oil, obviously what taking an oil means, obviously what this Mishnah means, but that's the Chasurim Echsra. Now we'll go ahead on our base to explain this part of the Mishnah. My, on top of our base, my koinim. What does it mean koinim? Koinim means a carbon. I'm a carbon for don't divorce you, I'm a carbon. I'm a huna, but I'm a yeshu called perish shabalai. He says, the perish be also on me like a koinim. Koinim perish elalai. I'm answering all the perish like a carbon if I don't divorce you. That was the net. Then I divorced her. Lachas, you can take her back. There's no chshash over there. What's the chash? When she make a knas because of Rav Nosson. Time rest remember. Hanoyder, someone makes a neder, kilu boin a bama. It's kilu made a bama. Bama is something extra, that's something extra, and you're making extra stuff. Vamakaimoi, and you makaim kilu hikov a carbon. If you makaim it, it's even a shlemus of the Avera. Even makaim it. It's like you brought a carbon on a bama. So you would think here, he did the shlemus. He actually divorced her and he completed the whole thing. Maybe he's giving him a knas. Kamas lon, there's no knas. Then the Mishnah ends off with a tikkun olam. What's tikkun olam? So it's machlokes. It's my tikkun olam. Ika, my tikkun olam. Ika. Or Rav Reisha. It's going back on the Reisha. That the reason why lo yachzer isha is because either kakula or because of princess. That's tikkun olam. It's going back on the Reisha. Ravino amal olam on sefer. It's going on the sefer. V'achdan ein bezubzuga means there's no tikkun olam by the case where the husband made a neder. And if the husband made the neder, then there's no isser of layachzer. It's only if the isha makes a neder, is there isser layachzer and two pshatim and tanoim in the Mishnah. If it's out to kill kula, because he'll say, I never knew that, I never would have done it, or because of her preaches that she gets a knas.